Get rid of black magic. Does it seem to you for some time now that all the roads are blocked? You try to move forward and repeatedly encounter obstacles. Often, we may find that the force behind this phenomenon is completely outside of our control. Samuel Zohar Yonai's process will assist you to get rid of black magic according to the wisdom of Kabbalah and mysticism and invites you to act proactively in order to free yourself from its harmful effects. How to get rid of black magic and how to choose a suitable specialist. Have you ever gone through processes in the past with people who define themselves as mystics and sorcerers? You may have gone to a tarot card reader who told you things about your past. Some of them sounded amazingly accurate to you and some, less so. After which, she also described to you the future that awaits you. During the meeting, she said that powerful spells have been cast upon you and you must remove them so that the future she prophesied for you will come true. Despite the heavy financial expenditure, it seems that the blockages only grew stronger. There are several reasons why this happened. 1. The tarot reader has no knowledge about black magic. To understand the field of witchcraft, one must study Kabbalah and the Gemara and acquire knowledge of the Aramaic language and proficiency in ciphers and Kabbalistic codes. There is nothing between these areas of knowledge and tarot reading, and therefore there is no reason such a woman could get rid of black magic. 2. If indeed this woman could predict the future, she can be a very rich woman as a result of this ability. She can predict the lottery numbers for next week's lottery. Someone whose qualifications are so questionable is not your proper address. 3. A person who claims to predict the future is an unreliable and dishonest person. When choosing a professional, it is important that we choose an expert in his field who does not choose to take advantage of a person in times of need. Samuel Zohar Yonai strongly opposes the fortune-telling phenomenon and provides a relief to people in distress when the recovery and strengthening of the person in all areas of his life in the present and in the future serve as main goals. Spiritual ethics are key when approaching spellbreaking processes. It should be clarified that Samuel is strongly opposed to casting spells and performing any negative act against another person. A person's soul is a part of the soul of the Creator, and therefore, any magical action against a person is an aggressive action against God itself. My unique process to get rid of black magic. The process of removing energetic blockages and spells requires a lot of concentration and includes seclusion and communion with the spirit world. Therefore, the entire process required to get rid of black magic is carried out without the presence of the patient and does not require coming to the office. The process begins with an accurate characterization of the problem with personal and discreet accompaniment and highly adapted to the unique needs and circumstances of the person. The process is suitable for people of all faiths and religions. Much more than a one-time spell cancellation. Black magic is a complex and profound act, therefore, it is rare to rid of black magic in a one-time process. To ensure that the process is thorough and definite, I perform an additional spell removal every 30 days and continue to maintain close contact with you to ensure that all blockages and negative influences are completely removed. A comprehensive response to all negative mystical influences. In addition to get rid of black magic, I perform a thorough removal of curses, leshan hara and evil eye. After removing all these negative effects, I perform energetic defenses that will ensure that in front of the person who attacked you, will stand a solid wall that will stop the mask of harm. An empowering assistance to all areas of life. The spell may cause wide-ranging effects in all areas of a person's life. Often the injury is physical and weakens the body considerably. Also, the injury will affect the bewitched person's career, livelihood, personal relationships, and family. Therefore, I believe in a multidisciplinary process that will ensure empowerment in all aspects of existence. Along with nutritional advice and a personalized recommendation of vitamins and herbs, I provide business advice and coaching. All of these are designed to ensure that the entire process to get rid of black magic will receive every boost it can. Restoring the energetic flow after the spell cancellation process is successfully completed, we will reopen the energetic channels and allow a renewed and beneficial flow. Getting rid of black magic, how is it useful? It is important to remember that quick identification and response will significantly improve the results. As mentioned, we do not engage in fortune-telling, but proactive actions designed to curb the negative effects. To get rid of black magic, a personalized and accurate response is required. Therefore, it is important not to postpone it. With each passing day, the spell's effects intensify and the chances of treating it effectively decrease. I am here for you and will be happy to accompany you on the journey to end the suffering. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. What are binding spells? This is undoubtedly one of the most common and sought-after types of spells. A binding spell, as it is called, is intended to bind a person to a desired thing or person. Often, it is a love bond. That is, forcing the will of one person on another. However, there are others who want to bind themselves to wealth, luck, and more. The binding spell is performed by taking an object from the intended party. Sometimes it is a picture and in other cases a personal item or hair. The object is tied with a special thread, usually linen thread. The sorcerer uses various mantras and oaths from the world of sorcery and performs rituals with the intention of sealing the bond. For the avoidance of doubt, this is an improper and immoral act that may lead to serious consequences. Samuel Zohar Yanai completely rejects casting a spell on another person for any purpose and is only concerned with removing spells and energetic defenses. Black magic, historical background. The phenomenon of spells, or black magic, has existed in the world since time immemorial. Evidence of performing black magic rituals dates back to the days of ancient man, when all of humanity lived in groups and tribes. Archaeological finds from northern and central Turkey, from Siberia, and from various regions in Africa and northern Europe, testify to different methods that were used to impose magic and black magic on people in the tribe. From that time to present day, the issues surrounding black magic have hardly changed at all: jealousy, unrequited love, obsessive desire, harming a family member and harming neighbors, competitors, co-workers. Naturally, significant cultural developments in human history, such as the development of languages, the invention of writing, and the refinement of the ritual tools, also led to considerable developments in the field of black magic. Types of black magic. Black magic is divided into several main types. Black magic according to voodoo. The literal meaning of the word voodoo is God or higher spirit. The method was developed in Africa, mainly sub-Saharan, in areas that are now under the control of countries such as Nigeria and Ghana. Voodoo spread along with the slave trade, beginning in the 17th century. First to the West Indies, the most prominent of which is the island of Haiti, and from there to the American countries, mainly in the southern region of the USA and particularly in Louisiana. The influence of black magic in the voodoo approach was mainly in New Orleans, in mixed southern towns where black and white people lived together, but there was extensive activity in the field as well in New York, and in the Harlem district in particular. The black magic of voodoo includes dance rituals, which are sometimes accompanied by nocturnal sexual orgies. Also, it is customary to run around a circle, slaughter a male rooster, and sprinkle its blood while fluttering on the main male or female dancer. The purpose of the butchered rooster ceremony is to cause physical harm, usually to a powerful person who inspires fear or awe and causes harm to the community. Another common use of voodoo's black magic is communication with the spirits of the dead, in order to call them to perform negative actions against a person, to cause him destruction, physical or mental disturbance, to the brink of death. The most serious use of this method is through the voodoo doll. This is a complex ritual that can be performed by either a sorcerer or a witch, in which they create a doll usually made of cloth, in the form of a man or a woman, that resembles as much as possible the person they want to harm. In the doll, stick a pin or several pins. To improve the chances of the results, some try and even succeed in placing the doll under the bewitched person's bed or inside a wardrobe. The ultimate goal of the voodoo doll is to cause the death of the bewitched person. Black magic according to the Brujeria. Brujeria is a folk type of witchcraft influenced by Catholic Christianity and spiritualism, combining belief in the principles of faith and the Aztec pantheon of gods. Brujeria probably developed starting in the 17th century and gained momentum in Mexico and Central American countries. The sorcerers who engage in black magic using this method use various techniques that include dark plants, usually intoxicating plants such as withania or datura, tarot cards, black candles, and ecstatic chanting. All of these are carried out in a ritual worship whose purpose is to cast a spell on a person, harm him physically or mentally, and undermine him. Most of the time, the goal is not necessarily to cause his death, but to harm him. Black magic, according to the Strigeria Strigeria, is an approach practiced by witches since the 14th to 15th century. In black magic, according to the Strigeria, the main goal is to cause erotic obsessions to the bewitched or to several people. The rituals were held by a group of witches in forests or groves and included ecstatic rituals. The black magic of the Strigeria is intended to erotically bind the bewitched to a woman or women, sometimes to the witches themselves, through dancing at night after midnight and the use of intoxicating plants and spices, stones, and amulets, while reciting the name of the bewitched and binding them mentally and sexually. Get rid of black magic with an expert committed to you. This is your opportunity to enter into a process designed to release the negative energy standing in your way. For years, Samuel Zohar Yanai applied a variety of unique methods to help those who turn to him to free themselves from black magic processes of all kinds and allow them to continue and move forward in their lives. In a personalized process that affects all areas of life, Samuel will accompany you until you are able to get rid of black magic that befell you. Want to learn more about spell casting and the worlds of mysticism? More in-depth knowledge awaits you on the site. To answer any question and schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, WhatsApp, or by phone.